You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Nathan Jones, the CEO of Clear, a global leader in creating natural, convenient, xylitol-based sinus and oral care products that support a healthy lifestyle. Mr. Jones, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and looking forward to hearing all the details here. So to kick things off today, how did you get involved with Clear, and what steps have you taken since to grow the company?
Well, I got started with it when the company started. I mean, I started the company, but I got started with it because I was working out on the oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico, and I went up to Texas, West Texas, to a little town called Plainview, to hang out with my father, who was a physician, a family physician up in that small town. And while I was sitting there hanging out in his office, somebody came in and asked for some of that jungle juice he mixed up for the kids. And he goes off and mixes some stuff up and comes back, and we start chit-chatting. And I asked him, I said, what is this? And he goes, it's a nasal spray. It's a sugar that I mix up, and it keeps kids from getting ear infections. And I'm like, well, you know, what is it? Tell me more, you know? And so he explained it to me, and I said, well, if it works so well, then you know, why don't you start a business? And he goes, you know, I'm 63. I'm not going to risk my retirement. And I just said, well, what about me? Why can't I? And at that point, I'd actually been saving up money to start a diving business. That's what I was doing on the oil rigs, was diving, commercial diving. And I was going to start a diving business, but I just took the money and got some money from a friend, and we started Clear.
And certainly do appreciate that backstory. That's about as real as it gets. Good stuff there. What have you learned from working with your family, by the way, in this case, your father, and what would you advise to the listener who might be thinking about going in business with their family members? What's your thought and input here?
It's actually been really good working with my dad. My dad's been very easy to work with. He's passionate about the product, and so he's always wanted to be involved in helping to grow the awareness of the product. You know, I've had other people from my family involved, and sometimes it hasn't turned out so well. But the things that I would actually recommend is just make sure that, you know, when you're bringing a family person in, make sure it's really delineated and written down what each of the responsibilities are. And that you got to make sure that they're going to own up to that, because if they're not, you know, I know a number of companies where people of family have come in there and it's kind of destroyed the company, because nobody wants to fire their mom or their dad or their brother or their cousin. A couple of times, and it was really one of the worst things I've ever had to do. So,
understandable, and some good points made there as well. Now, you aim to help your customers with solving their immediate health issues with your brand xylitol-based products. But for anyone to use your products, they need to understand how they work and why is xylitol beneficial for them. How do you accomplish that in a way that your target audience understands this?
Well, that's actually a very hard thing to do in our regulatory environment, because the way that xylitol works and the way that our FDA outlines what we can and can't say is, if you say that it prevents tooth decay, then it has to be a drug, because that's a disease. And xylitol doesn't, in order for it to be a drug, it has to kill an invading organism, it has to change the structure or function of the human body, or people have to think that it's a drug. And xylitol is none of those. It's a sugar. It is a natural sugar. But what it does is the bacteria that live in our mouth that cause cavities, the strep mutans, they eat 6 carbon sugars. They break them down. They make acid. Sucrose, glucose, fructose, sorbitol, mannitol, maltitol, the sugars that are in your sugar-free gum, those are all 6 carbon sugars. And that's what feed that bacteria. The difference is xylitol is a 5 carbon sugar. And so the bacteria will eat it and eat it and eat it and eat it, and they don't get any energy from it. And so they end up starving to death. But the xylitol doesn't kill it, so it's not considered a drug. So our biggest hang-up is that we can't go out and say xylitol prevents tooth decay. We can't put that on our packaging. We can't put that in our marketing material. But yet there's thousands of studies showing that it does just that. And the way it does it is it changes the microbiome, the bacteria in your mouth. It changes it from bacteria that create acid to bacteria that don't create acid. Some of the studies that they did, they actually had the kids use xylitol gum for a period of time, and then they stopped. And even when they came back and looked at these kids 5 years later and 10 years later, they still had 80%+ fewer cavities, because you change the bacteria in your mouth, the bacteria that don't create acid, and it's going to be much more difficult for you to ever get a cavity.
And that information is very helpful and really appreciate that, and quite interesting as well. Today we're joined by Mr. Nathan Jones, the CEO of Clear, a global leader in creating natural, convenient, xylitol-based sinus and oral care products that support a healthy lifestyle, here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what do you think is the future of the natural products health space?
I think that the future of the natural product space is going to continue to grow. I think people are tired of chemical products that usually, while they work, they have a whole host of unwanted side effects. And with natural products, there may be some side effects, but they aren't as bad. They're not as bad for you as the chemical side effects are. And so I think people are naturally trending to find things that aren't as bad for them. And when I started this company, and you'd go to a medical convention and you'd explain all the science about how xylitol works in preventing upper respiratory infections, and you'd show them the studies and how it reduces bacterial adhesion, the doctors would say, "That's great. Where can I send my patients to get it?" And you'd say Whole Foods or Sprouts or Earth Fare or one of these natural retailers. And probably, you know, in 20 years ago, two-thirds of these doctors would turn around and say, "Oh, not another natural foo-foo." But now when I'm seeing that, when I'm out there talking to the doctors, it's been a while since I've even had a doctor turn around and walk away. They're all like, "Oh yeah, I like, you know, it's great. Let's try something natural." So I do think that the trend is going to natural. I mean, even the mainstream doctors are going towards natural now.
They certainly are, and we're hearing more of that and getting that information on our sister channel, the eHealth Radio Network, a lot as well. Finally, fall is here, which also means flu season, unfortunately. What tips do you want to share with our listeners as we conclude on the topic of staying healthy this season?
Well, if we're talking about the flu, allergies, I mean, just most of the things, you know, the things that I would recommend, and you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm just going to tell you to observe some basic hygiene principles. And one is, you know, drink a lot of water. If you're dehydrated at all, that mucosal membrane up in your nose is going to be dehydrated, and that means everything you're breathing in is going to get right into your body. The second one is wash your nose. Use a xylitol nasal spray and wash out your airway. When you do that, it's going to keep your nose moist and functioning and warming and cleaning the air that you're breathing a lot more effectively than if you're not using it. I mean, I've been sick once in 22 years. I have kids that have never been sick in their life. I have a six-year-old who you can ask for what it's like to be sick. She's never been sick. And the other thing that I would do is obviously, you know, wash your hands, you know, a couple times throughout the day. And if you do get sick, stay home. I mean, just those are the basic things to do to stay healthy. And obviously, exercise a little bit.
Simple and excellent tips. Can't thank you enough. And the one I can appreciate is, if you're sick, stay at home. You can honk your horn all day long on that one. Thank you so much for that. If listeners wanted to get more details on your company, Clear, and its products, where's the best place to get more information?
They can obviously go to our webpage. You know, there's all kinds of information on there. If they want more information on xylitol and not have it come through the lens of a company, they can just go on to PubMed or anywhere online and just Google xylitol, and all kinds of these studies will come up that they can read through themselves and see how it works. We have a YouTube channel. There's a lot of videos on there. You know, one of the biggest questions I get, or the most common questions I get all the time, is why would I use xylitol if I have fluoride? And so I use the analogy and I tell them, and we had a little video, but it kind of explains that if you look at your tooth like a castle, like a medieval castle in Germany or France, and you have this invading army of bacteria, and they're using acid bombs and shooting at your castle, fluoride actually helps remineralize. It helps repair that castle wall and make it stronger, but it doesn't really do anything to address the bacteria-creating acid, that invading army. That's what xylitol does. Xylitol will get rid of that acid-creating bacteria. And so they work together. We have videos that show people. We have a ton of videos from the scientists that are actually doing the research on our YouTube channel. Any of those places, they can find a lot of information.
Certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today on EPN. Keep doing what you're doing. You're certainly making a difference, and we really appreciate what Clear is doing in the space and for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mr. Nathan Jones, the CEO of Clear, a global leader in creating natural, convenient xylitol-based sinus and oral care products that support a healthy lifestyle. And for all the details, visit Clear with an X, that is XLEAR.com. Again, that is Clear.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.